Court is now in session. It's Sports and Courts with Justice for Jacksonville attorney Brett Hastings.
It is time to talk a little Sports and Courts. Brett's out here enjoying a little bit of golf.
Gotcha.
Having fun?
This is awesome. You know, I'm going to sue you guys because this isn't a job.
Yeah, that's right.
This isn't a career. Nobody should get paid to sit in the benefactor tent over the 17 eating complimentary food. Yeah. Doing this. This isn't real.
Other than the fact that you're right, other than the fact that we're sitting here at a big open table broadcast center right over the 17th in the benefactor, having people bring us, Metro Diner bring us free food, it's just another day.
Okay? Yeah.
So other than that, it's all it is.
It's kind of the big time.
Now, when'd you get out of
here? That's what happens when you roll with Frangie.
About 2 hours ago. So we worked pretty much a full day,
then
made it down. If your office is 4 miles away from this, you have to go, right?
It only takes you 2 hours to get here.
Yeah, exactly.
In the traffic. But, there's a lot of stuff going on, that A-Rod home run with the bonuses, that class action suit that fans are now throwing against Pacquiao. Just to be clear, a class action suit.
Yeah, what is it?
Is it is it a gamblers who lost money gambling, or is it people that are upset that they spent $100 on a fight and they want that fee back?
I think it's primarily the pay-per-view fees, as I understand it, which are like tens of millions of dollars, okay? Class actions are really, they're unique, but they're beneficial for the parties that go and file them. You know, people all the time think that class actions are really bad to the businesses, but you can think of the class actions as almost like a bankruptcy for an individual issue. What they do is, if you can get a class certified, okay?
Right.
Then you go and you give everybody notice, and we get them. You own a dishwasher or a microwave. You get this thing that you might get $1.77 on, right? And they say opt in or opt out of the class. And what happens is there's a big settlement. Those lawyers make a ton of money on it, right? And they end up getting a bunch of money in. But the party that's being sued, if they were really wrong, and I don't know that somebody's wrong here, okay?
Yeah, right.
But if they're really wrong, they know that they can have closure for a certain amount of money. Because once the class closes, you can't be bringing other lawsuits.
Okay.
There's almost like a discharge. So that's what's going on there. The issue here is notice. You know, the Pacquiao camp says, you know what? We let them know that we were having these problems. If they did that, that would appear to be a complete defense. So that's a factual issue. Lawsuit to go forward. I don't know how good it is without having a chance to look into those things, but That's sort of class actions in a nutshell.
All right, Manny Pacquiao. Here's the deal with the Pacquiao specific thing, Brett. The Manny Pacquiao signed something apparently that said he's healthy. After that, all these people say they bought the fight for $100.
Right.
And then he says afterwards he wasn't healthy, which makes you think, was it a lie? No more than that, because that's kind of the generics of it. Could they win some money from him?
With nothing else there? Yeah, potentially. But here's the big deal is you always go through a pre-fight physical, okay? So some other physician comes in and checks him out, and that person is usually by the organization that is sanctioning the fight, right?
Yeah, right.
So the defense would be, hey, guy that I didn't hire, a guy that I didn't pay, checked out, he's your guy, and his guy said my guy was clear. So that's the battleground, if you will. You know, I'm sure he signed something. That's not a good fact for Pacquiao. But on the flip side is the physical examination that took place. Was he honest and sincere in what he relayed there and what took place in that, you know, exam?
All right, I don't know if this is, a precedent-setting situation, but if you're in Las Vegas where gambling's legal and two football teams are playing and the starting quarterback goes down the first play of the game, and you pick that team, doesn't matter. You lose your bet. That's
right,
just the way things go.
And that's why this is weak.
Right.
Yeah.
If there's a class action suit, and I don't know, I was under the impression, I want to get your thought on this, that if you legally bet on this and you bet on Pacquiao, and now you're told after the fight that he had an injured shoulder that everyone knew about, yet the fight still went on, you bet on it, can the class action suit as well go for legal gambling in Las Vegas?
You know, potentially, I think yes, but I you know, it's the same deal. Like, do we really think that Will Muschamp told us the truth? do we really know that Manny Pacquiao's camp's going to tell us the truth? I think you, when you go in and gamble, you are going to assume that risk.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that that's a great case to be able to bring. Now, if he goes in and certifies and says, I have no problem, and 2 days before, an orthopedic surgeon told him, hey, you have a torn rotator cuff, and I'm telling you not to fight, something like that would be definitive type of evidence. But I think, you know, we're always going to try to, quote, employ strategy in sports, and I don't think the courts would go ahead and award or reward somebody in that type of case.
Okay.
But if you make a full-on misrepresentation, you know, you weren't supposed to come to work today, Rick, but you wanted to be in the benefactor tent,
right,
eating Metro Diner, laughing and having fun, and you came in here with pink eye or whatever, and you weren't supposed to be here, that's the type of misrepresentation that would be actionable. If the fighter's not good enough, he doesn't fight good enough, or he, you know, maybe he's, I don't know, how old's Pacquiao?
36. He's 36, okay.
I think Mayweather's 38.
Is he just not as good as the 25-year-old, or was this really a definitive injury and his physician told him not to go? If the physician told him not to do it or he knew not to do it, that's where there would be an action.
Well, that didn't happen.
Right.
But
so we know.
Right.
You know, are there medical records out there that say it? But if it doesn't, I just think it's a weak case.
My understanding is that Bob Arum, the promoter for Pacquiao, and his trainer, Freddie Roach, both asked about getting some sort of shot to do something for the pain. I don't know if it was a cortisone shot or whatever.
Typically
it was.
Typically cortisone.
But the boxing commission never rejected that. So, you know, I guess it happened 2 weeks ago or 2 weeks before the fight during a sparring session, and that this was an issue. Obviously, going to have surgery now, so...
Well,
I don't know.
The best argument for that is, what do you think the regulators, the authorities, they want to see this fight go forward, man. This is so much money.
Yeah.
Where else can you go and lose in sports and getting $180 million?
Yep.
There's nowhere else. So, but I think it's going to be hard to prevail.
But he didn't throw any combos. He didn't really throw the right hand. I mean, I can understand the class action suit of that side. You still made the bet, but if you look at the fight and you're a real boxing tactician, a real... You understand boxing and the science of it. He didn't fight his fight. He didn't throw his right hand at all. He is a lefty, but the right shoulder was ailing. He threw no combos.
No,
he was basically
out there with
one arm.
I think, you know, you could take that, and you got to have some concrete proof that he knew he shouldn't go forward. If you have that, then there's some possibility for a class.
Let me ask you this final question. The Dante Fowler thing got us thinking about it. Players are not signed, are not under contract, and they get hurt. Now, hopefully Dante's injury isn't serious and it won't be in play here. But if it is, or if guys are, generically speaking, guy goes to a mini camp, gets hurt badly, is that, does that affect contract negotiations, or should it, or shouldn't it?
Well,
how does that whole thing work?
It does, you know. I mean, first off, Hunter Hastings is crushed, okay?
Yeah.
Dante Fowler is like the man.
Hunter Hastings. Jaguar guy.
He got his autograph at the Orange and Blue game, and Dante, to his credit, said he wanted to be in Jacksonville with my son.
How old's Hunter?
He's nine.
Oh, he's not happy.
He's not happy, man. He's not happy.
I hear you.
But, you know, what happens is we're really critical of athletes when they don't come out to these voluntary things, right?
Yeah.
Why is he holding out? If I were his agent, if I were his counsel, I'd say, let's get this deal done and we'd be in camp, okay? And the reason why is we'd get it locked up. But what if, and I hope it's not, because this is a really, really good kid we have in Jacksonville, right? But if it is, if you're not going to be that guy, why should Shad and why should, David pay that type of money if you're not going to be that guy, okay?
Right.
Give him credit. He was out there, okay? He was gung-ho to be a Jaguar and said, I'm going to be here with the guys who are coming in as rookies, and I'm going to make it happen. But if you and I were looking at a Mercedes today, okay, a premium, a top-three pick Mercedes, and then all of a sudden the quarter panel's damaged, it's not the same, are you going to pay the same amount? And so it's not so much a legal thing as I think it's a business decision as to what is the market rate. And so I'll tell you what, I was excited for the city. I was excited for this kid. I really, really hope that this isn't a significant injury, you know. And ACLs, MCLs, some aren't that big a deal and some are. So let's hope he's all right. And we're just, this is a bunch of stuff that really won't matter later.
I remember this conversation I believe, with Blake Bortles or somewhere with a first-round pick. I think they signed something. There's something that first-round or maybe every draft pick, but if not first-round picks, sign that if they are injured before negotiations are complete, they're still guaranteed what, you know, it is a slotting system. They're still guaranteed that contract. So I am under the belief that even if the worst-case scenario came down today on Dante Fowler, he would still collect his entire contract.
I would hope that he'd sign that. Generally, especially since the last collective bargaining agreement, it's really easy. You don't have to do much for negotiations. The amounts are set in. You know, there are a ton of benefits that he would already be able to avail himself under the CBA. So, I mean, he's going to be taken care of in those regards. But as to the ultimate number, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
I would hope you, Brett, you always talk about common sense and logic. And that should always dictate. I would hope the way it is, if your first-round draft pick, before he signs a contract, gets hurt at a mini camp, and if it is, and again, we're hoping it's not significant, and there's a lot of reasons to believe it may not be, but if it was, I would hope that's treated differently than if your first-round draft pick who's not under contract gets hurt mountain climbing.
Right.
Or doing something, or ziplining, or doing something on his own. If I'm a team owner, and this guy's my first overall draft pick, a third overall draft pick, and he gets hurt ziplining before he ever gets here, well, that's going to affect how much I want to pay him. If he gets hurt in one of my practices, I would think that's a different story. And I don't know.
They do sign a waiver. I just found out when Ryan O'Halloran texted me as well. They did, in fact, sign a waiver before they went out there and practiced.
Right. Yeah. And so he'll be locked in generally. But look at me. Do you get the same signing bonus? Do you get the money up front? What do you get? You know, it's still going to affect leverage in some respect. Jameis got, what, $17 million up front?
Right.
The entire key in the National Football League, because money is not guaranteed, is what goes into your bank account.
Right. Yeah, well, that's right.
Right. And so what do you realize?
All right. Law firm is justiceforjacksonville.com. What's the plan now? Going back on the road? You going back on the course? Hanging up here with us?
I'm not going to get far away from you guys.
Why
man.
Would
this
you?
Is the catch
would
me
you?
Out right here.
Crazy
you know?
To leave. Brett Hastings. The law firm is justiceforjacksonville.com. Brett,
Take
thanks
care.
For stopping by. We appreciate it.